Hits on a hot station. It's Radio Life and Style, your Thursday morning, getting closer to the top of the hour and your next news bulletin. But right now, getting back into part two of our first edition of Ask Morrows. And Sean Morrow, the legal mind, is in the studio with us for Thursday, already winning and batting two tricky legal questions out of the way with some solid legal advice. Are you ready for a few more, Sean?
I am ready. Bring it.
All righty. I've got another voice note here. And this one, bringing it back to the world of property law. Let's see if this has an answer from you. Oh, hang on a sec. You see this WhatsApp line connection thing? Here we go. This is going to work. I have no doubt.
If I sell my house and the new owner claims that there are structural problems that need fixing, am I required by law to pay for this?
Okay.
That is a deep question and a very nice one. Thanks for that. So structural damages are either a common law principle or a disclosure issue. And the Property Practitioners Act now requires an inspection report to be done when the property is listed.
Is that a fairly recent development?
Yeah, so the law came out, I think, in the last year and a half. And it changed the game from the Estate Agency Affairs Act to the Property Practitioners Act, which has a little bit more teeth and meat to it. And it puts an onus on the seller to disclose the condition of the property. And the idea is that it's supposed to sufficiently cover the sale so that there's no comebacks after the fact, which really do exist. So on a basis like this, we need to look at whether or not the structural damage was disclosed. Mm-hmm. And then second of all, if it wasn't disclosed, we have to deal with a second principle, which is footstoots, which actually still applies.
This is an ancient legal principle.
Almost as old as I am after my birthday. So footstoots is a common law rule that basically says that you're taking the property as is, but it's not as simple as that. It's actually defined into two parts, which is latent and patent. Patent means visible to the eye, and latent means not visible. And if it's patent, then the purchaser should have pointed it out before the time. So if you've got two columns standing in front of your property as a nice fancy entrance, and there's cracks running down it, and the seller didn't disclose, maybe in a state of ignorance, and the buyer said nothing, then it's patent. The buyer accepts responsibility for it. If it's latent, it means it's not visible. And with the not visible aspect, there's two components. Not visible, but could possibly or should possibly be known to the seller. We say reasonable man principle. The reasonable man ought to have known about it.
Yeah.
And it's just concealed to the naked eye. Then it's something he will, as the seller, be liable for. If it's latent, as in not possible to be known, then there's no ways that the seller can be held liable for it.
Okay.
So when we deal with that, we have to determine when in the sale this takes place. Is it before registration or after registration into the buyer's name? If it's before registration and the buyer says, listen, I've now taken occupation and there's these two giant cracks that have been painted over, okay, then they should have known. But if it was concealed to an extent that the seller did not know about it, but brought to their attention before the sale went through with registration in the deeds office, the responsibility is the seller's.
Okay.
If it's after the fact and the seller couldn't possibly have known about it, then the responsibility moves over to the buyer.
So it's very particular to on a case-by-case basis. Yes. There has to be some investigating. There has to be some detective work done.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it can be quite a challenge for a legal person to have to actually find out all of
that. So I'll give you guys a little bit of a take on what emanates in Belita, or in, let's say, the Dolphin Coast a lot, is water damage. Damp and water damage is very prevalent, and it's something that becomes contentious with regards to footstoots and latent, because the reasonable man doesn't climb on his roof every day. The reasonable man doesn't inspect his roof when he sells a property to ensure that it doesn't have any broken tiles in that. And even if it does have broken tiles, it may still have good runoff and good gutter systems. So the debate then comes about to say, listen, well, there is a leak, but we didn't know about it. There's no evidence of it in the heart and the inside of the house. There's no paint peeling, etc. And then it requires a bit of a damp or a water leak expert to investigate and give a bit of a report on it. Unfortunately, repairing water damage is not an easy process. So it's something that you should take cognizance of. So when you're selling a property, structural damages in this area, water is one of the main causes for contention and disputes between a buyer and a seller.
So look, best bet, if you are a seller putting your thing on the market, you would be... It could save you a lot of headaches down the line if you get a damp inspected. Make sure that everything is shipshape before you put it on the market. Similarly, if you are a buyer, there are companies that perform inspections and can identify any, hopefully, latent issues before you start to take occupancy and start discovering things for yourself.
Best advice is don't rely on your own intuition or your own experience. Get an engineer in place, get a damp expert in place. Structural damage can be something as major as a movement in the ground, and a big crack develops and it affects the foundation. And some things might be superficial and they might not actually affect the structural damage, the integrity of the property. But no one, unless they're an engineer or a qualified professional, will be able to, you know, reflect on that with a correct opinion. So rather don't take a chance. And I understand it's now after the fact, get a legal opinion, but rather get a professional expert's opinion in that case.
I gotcha. Well, look, you're getting a professional legal opinion right here on the radio on a Thursday with Sean Morrow from Ask Morrow's. Well, this is the new feature we're launching here. Ask Morrow's. Morrow's is the legal one-stop shop for all of your legal issues.
That's what we do.
You're getting the picture. Look, we're almost at the top of the hour, almost at our next news bulletin. I had one more question, but I think I'm going to hang on to it for our next Ask Morrow's, because we're already starting to accumulate even more interesting voice notes and write-ins. And for those that have now got a taste of the quality, the caliber of legal problem solving that Morrow's can bring to the table, if you do have a tricky legal question, Sean, what's the smartest way, firstly, to get in touch with you and the team at Morrow's, and secondly, to write in for our next edition on the radio?
So, as you know, we've got a dedicated line for that. If you've heard the ad, you'll hear the number.
I'll play it for you right now.
Play it for us right now. And otherwise, we're on Facebook. We have a webpage, morrows.co.za, and you can drop in, have a coffee. We are in Silverstone, just behind Lifestyle.
And you can say happy birthday to Sean, because
he still bring me lots of cake.
Basking in the glow. And you heard the first edition right here. We'll be doing it again at the end of next month, the last Thursday of every month, bringing you answers to your tricky legal questions with Sean Morrow from Morrow's. And Sean, happy birthday again. Have a happy Thursday. Until next time.
Till next time. Thanks very much.
Don't you think it's time to ask Morrow's? Well, now is the time. We'll be taking your tricky legal questions on the last Thursday of every month at 7:30 a.m. Send us a voice note now to our dedicated number 067-622-469, or click our link on our Facebook page. Ask Morrow's. Whatever it takes.